So now, in verse number 39, the second part of the argument begins. Esha te abhihita sankhye buddhir yoge vima buddhya yukto yaya partha karma bandham prahasyasi. I have told you the buddhi applied in sankhya, that is in the path of knowledge, and there you come to know the eternal. Now the same buddhi you apply in the field of action. And when you apply that buddhi in field of action, then karma bandham, even if you do action, you'll be free from action. That is the mastery, that is the wonder of that field. Here there is only wonder of seeing. But here the wonder will be that even when you act, you will not be acting. You'll be free from action. Then only you'll become free from grief. Therefore I will reveal to you such a thing, that karma bandham prahasyasi. This is the starting point of the Karma Yoga, but based, founded upon knowledge.
There are only 41
Pardon?
I don't understand properly. Vyavasaya Atmika Buddhi, 41. It's
41.
Related with that, no?
Let us do now 41, because that is the now starting point.
Yeah.
Starting point of Karma Yoga is this. Vyavasaya Atmika Buddhi Eka Iha Guru Nandana Bahushakha Hi Anantascha Buddhaya Avyavasayina. He says, now you understand intelligence, intelligent will. Those who do the action properly, rightly, freely, without any bondage at all, omnipotently, you will see the characteristic of buddhi. That buddhi will be completely established, unflickering, unwavering, absolutely immobile. Vyavasayatmika means that which is engaged, concentrated. The buddhi has to be concentrated. Without the concentration, there is no proof to action. Just as reality is foundational, that which is eternal, fixed, even so, your intelligence must be fixed in the eternal. So long as your will is not fixed in the eternal, there is no karma yoga at all. Those who think that karma yoga can be done without knowledge, according to the Gita, that is wrong. Karma Yoga must be established in Jnana Yoga. It is the foundation. When the buddhi is absolutely engaged in the eternal, then it becomes vyavasayatmika buddhi, buddhi which is engaged. Otherwise, our intelligent will is avyavasayikta. It is full of disengagement. It is scattered. If you look at our psychology is a scattered psychology, fleeting psychology. Now moves here, then moves there, then flees to another, and then pursues still further. And there is no stability at all. So the basis of Karma Yoga is to attain to sthira buddhi. Let the intelligence be absolutely established. When the intelligence is not established, it becomes bahushaka. Multiple branching. This is what we are all the time caught in. What is karma yoga? Karma which is entangled into 101 or 1001 or millions and billions of things in which we are capable of entangling ourselves. Without knowing where we are and how we are and what for we are simply engaged in one action after the other, and one action leads to another, and that leads to another, and we find ourselves suddenly into terrible situation, as Arjuna was caught in this terrible situation. And then you say, I want to come out of it. And then you can't come out of it. This net is such a net that even if you want to come out of it, it's impossible. The grief, you cannot tear it away, saying, oh, now it is thrown out. Even if you want to throw it away, you can't throw it away. Grief is such a powerful element in our normal condition of Bahushaka. Where the intelligence is not stable, grief is the only consequence. Because ananda is connected only with eternal. So unless you are entangled with the eternal alone, then only ananda will be there. In Bahushaka, in the fleeting intelligence, you will never have. This is the starting point of Karma Yoga. That your intelligent will must be first of all founded in the eternal. If it is not so, it is Bahushaka. And if it is multi-branch, you can never have peace. You can never be free out of it.